Good morning, Hope College. Hey, happy Friday. Do you realize that the next time we'll be together on a Friday, it will be December? That's pretty crazy. And we would love to extend a special welcome today to all those visiting our campus. Welcome to Hope. As always, we are glad you're here, and we are hopeful that you'll come back to spend some more time with us. And one quick announcement before we get started. On Monday night at 8 o'clock in Moss, there'll be an information meeting for anyone who's interested in a summer mission trip to India. 8 o'clock, Moss, Monday. So check that out. As you know, we have been traveling this year through the book of Genesis. And one of the things we've been talking about is how this is God's story and this is our story. And throughout the semester, we've had the opportunity to have different faculty and staff come share with us their story and hearing about their story within God's story. And this morning, I'm really excited because we have Shauna Morin here. Welcome, Shauna. And Shauna works in the student development office. Shauna, tell us a little bit, what exactly do you do?
Yep, I'm the Associate Director of Student Life here. I work in student life, which is a lot of fun. We're sort of, I think, a touchstone for student groups across campus, but more specifically, I get to advise orientation, dance marathon, and the social activities committee, which is very exciting and lets me tap into a lot of great areas here at Hope. So
definitely, and I think one of the reasons Shauna is excited to be here on stage is just to show that she's actually not a student. Honestly, it's really funny how many times, I would say a lot, she gets mistaken for a student here. And she was with me once, actually, and we were talking about her coworker, Ellen, and just talking about work. And the person that was with me actually said, oh, do you babysit for Ellen's kids? And she's like, no. I work with her. So this is Shauna. She works here at Hope College. Shauna, we want to hear more about your story. And one of the first questions that often people ask when they get to know someone is, where are you from? And I know that's an interesting question for you because you've moved a lot. So where are you from?
It is a tough question. I've counted 10 times now in my life, so I feel like that's a little bit above average.
Shauna is above average.
I was born in Maine and claim that as home. I love that state. But I was also born to very... young parents. My parents are young, got married and started a family right out of college. And so what that meant was that my sister and I got to be along for the ride as they pursued graduate education and job opportunities. And it was an interesting experience to do that. And since I've been an adult, I've pursued those same things, which have led me to different parts of the country. But I think those moves, for me, made my family really the foundation of my home and made our connections all that much closer.
Mm-hmm. So would you say you like moving a lot, or?
I think a bit of both. When I was growing up, all I wanted was to live in one town and have a house that was ours and that I would go back to when I was older. But in retrospect, it's definitely something that I think has been character building for me and has given me the confidence to pursue things without being fearful of geography and being far from people that I love and care about. And so as a result, I've had some great opportunities that maybe I wouldn't have been as sure about pursuing otherwise.
Yeah. But you feel like your heart's in Maine, right?
I think my heart is in Maine, yeah.
And I think of you from Maine, and I learned, Shauna educated me a little something about Maine vocabulary. She kept referring to her family's camp and different camps, and I kept thinking, wow, her family owns like a summer camp, like Camp Geneva, or interesting, I didn't know that. Go Camp Geneva. And then she kept referring to this camps, but then I learned that camp actually is not
what you people call cottage.
It's a cottage.
I'm learning Michigan language too, so.
Yeah, yes. So if you ever hear anybody from Maine or out east talk about their camp, they're not talking about a camp property, they're talking about a cottage. So yes. I thought that was really interesting for me, and I wanted to share that with you. So you moved a lot, and throughout your life, and got to college eventually. Tell us a little bit about first of all, where'd you go to college?
I went to Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Not far from here. That gets mixed reviews in Michigan.
It does.
But absolutely loved it. And, you know, I grew up in a Catholic family. I went to a Catholic high school, and so that was sort of the logical next step, though.
So did you know you were going to go to Notre Dame, like, your whole life?
No. Okay. No, I'm not one of those. Actually, I had no intention of even pursuing it legitimately, and then visited the campus and just fell in love, and there was sort of a spirit there that got to me. And I think that's really what motivated me at the time to go there. It wasn't so much specifically faith-based, but just that I felt like it was a place I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. And now looking back on that time, those 4 years were hugely impactful on my faith development. And
How so?
I think just being surrounded by peers who valued that piece of their life and that piece of their college experience, a school like Notre Dame and a school like Hope, make it really easy to engage in that spiritual, you know, piece of the college experience. And so I loved being part of that with that excitement and energy surrounding me, not just from faculty and staff, mm-hmm. Which was also the case, but, you know, my own friends. So.
Yeah. I loved when we were talking how you said that you didn't choose Notre Dame at the time because you thought it would be particularly spiritual fulfilling for you, but it turns out that is one of the biggest
Absolutely.
Pieces that came out mm-hmm. of your time in
yeah.
college.
Yeah, and still stays with me. So yeah. I think that's something really unique, and I'm grateful for that.
And then I know, but share it specifically how it kind of formed you, led to your next step after college,
yeah.
which was?
Yep, I did the year of AmeriCorps in Hartford, Connecticut.
Can you explain what AmeriCorps is?
AmeriCorps is a domestic service program, and they have different opportunities, but the one that I pursued is a full-time, year-long commitment. And you get placed any number of different sites. I happen to be working with a large immigrant population, young moms, younger kids, at a family education center. So it was just an incredible time for me. Something not a lot of people know is that during that year, I lived in community with 6 Catholic nuns. And Kate laughs
Wait,
because I...
this is also really funny to me, because one of the first times I met Shauna, or shortly thereafter, she talked about how her nun friend was coming to visit. And I don't hear very well, so I thought she said non-friend. So she kept referring to her non-friend in my head. And I was like, wow, is that code for someone you don't really like, but it's obligation? Or is it code for like a boyfriend? I don't know really what that is. No. But she was saying she has nun friends.
I do. I have many nun friends. And I know it's a little unique, but yeah, it was that year still, when I look back, is just one of the most incredible times for me. It was a time and space after college to sort of collect myself and figure out what I wanted to do, but also give back. In my 4 years, I just really saw many examples lived out of how important it is to engage in your community and you know, be involved in service. And this year allowed me to do that in a way that I don't know if I will again. At the level of intensity and the relationships I was able to build when I, you know, was doing it on a day-to-day basis mm-hmm. and working with people in that capacity. So,
Like you said, it was just part of your life. I mean, it was.
Yeah, I didn't give it a second thought. You know, it was fully integrated. My job, my service, and this work that I was doing in the community was all one. So it wasn't mm-hmm. it wasn't an add-on. Where you know, I think that as time goes on and you have more commitments in life, that you need to carve out that time mm-hmm. for those experiences, which is still important, but I was fortunate to be able to not have to do that because it was just a part of what I was doing every day.
Mm-hmm. And back up a little, what did you major in college?
I majored in business.
Business to AmeriCorps to?
To a master's degree in student affairs.
So how'd you get from business to student affairs?
Well, I just loved college so much, and this is no joke. I went to the Career Center, there's a plug for the Career Center, when I was a senior, and I said, I want to stay in college, what can I do? And little did I know, you can go to grad school for student affairs, and that's yeah. exactly what I did.
So you did that, and then you ended up working at a college.
I worked at a small liberal arts college, about half the size of Hope, actually in Pennsylvania, Juniata, who is also at the Volleyball Nationals this weekend, so my Ooh. Loyalties are divided, but I'll cheer for Hope in the end. So yeah, I worked there for 3 years, actually in a service learning capacity, and so I was able to do a lot of service, you know, mission-oriented trips and work with community outreach in that area. So, a lot of fun.
And now you're here at Hope. Mm-hmm. And I remember I got to meet you when you first got here. And I'm from Holland, so it's a little different for somebody who's not from Holland or Hope. Tell me some of your first impressions, experiences of being in this community.
I think the first thing, and this maybe started before I even arrived here, but as I started interviewing, definitely a reason that I was interested in Hope to begin with is because I had this nagging thought in my mind that I might really like working at a faith-based college based on my own positive experience as a student. And so Hope seemed like that might be the right place to do that. But this RCA, I didn't know what that was. I knew nothing about it, and so I did some internet research and I asked some questions, but that was something really new for me. You know, like I said, I grew up Catholic, and that's something that I think for better or worse, everyone has some idea of what they think Catholicism is. And so to be in more of a minority here and to be learning about some other Protestant faiths has been really a great growing experience for me.
And you attend Mass here in Holland.
I do. I go to St. Francis, which is an incredible parish. The first time I went there, I was actually blown away by it's just very multicultural and very rich in diversity, and I think that's fabulous. And they really reach out and have an inclusive community for all those different people, and it's been a great fit and home for me in my faith life.
That's great. We're wrapping up here, but I wanted to ask you, I love asking you this, if you had one thing that you wanted to share with Hope students, what would it be?
I've thought a lot about this, and I really think that I would just like to encourage all of you to be curious, which maybe sounds basic, but you know, I think there are a lot of great reasons to get involved and do things. You know, you want to build skills and make yourself more marketable for a job, or you want to do better in a class, maybe get some extra credit, you know. You know, there are all sorts of reasons, but I think it's sometimes important to step outside of those sort of practical motivations and just be curious for its own sake, and, you know, challenge yourself to grow spiritually, intellectually, as a person, and I think there's no better place to do that than in a nurturing community like Hope.
Awesome. Great word. Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, friends, go in peace this weekend. Be curious, explore, and live well. Have a great weekend and go in peace.